Okay, we're starting here on the top of Samach Gimel and Aleph, three lines down. The Gemara yesterday left off with Rav Chista's position. Rav Chista, first of all, told us that when you have the Shnei Seirei Yom HaKippurim, the two Seirim that are going to be used on Yom Kippur, one Seir LaShem, one Seir LaZazel, before Hagrala, before the lottery on them, if you're Makriv, those two Seirim Bachutz, you are chayav, because it is possible to use it for the seir b'chutz, the seir l'musafim. So because of that, you are chayav if you are makriv them b'chutz. Number two is, there's no problem of mechusar maseh, because Rav Chista believes that mechusar zman, the bo bayom. Time is not a factor here. The only factor is maseh. There's an action required between what the animal's status is to, right now and to get it on the mizbech inside the mikdash. Then if you're makrivei b'chutz, it doesn't mean anything. After the hagrala, then you have a seir la'ashem and a seir la'azazel. And seir la'ashem and seir la'azazel, the azazel no longer is ra'oi liot bifnim. So when you do it b'chutz, it has no impact. Whereas a seir la'ashem, when you do it bifnim, it has impact. So therefore, when you do it b'chutz, it is problematic. In addition, we discussed the shlamim, sheshachtam kodem nifkodu dadot ha'echal, shlamim that were brought before the doors of the echal were open, since they are no good in the mikdash, they're also not chayav b'chutz. Now the Gemara wants to test this idea that Rav Chista says, ho'il. Chista says that when you have the two seirim of Yom HaKippurim, you can utilize them for the seir of musafim, since you could use it for the seir musaf, therefore you're chayav b'chutz. Gemara says, does Rav Chista really hold of this position of ho'il? Umi itle the Rav Chista ho'il. Does Rav Chista really subscribe to this position of ho'il? Now ho'il is a major machloket between Rabbah and Rav Chista with regards to Eruv Tavshilin. How it works on Yom Tov, how we're able to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbat. Do we say ho'il umikle orchim? Do we say, are the guests coming? So over there we have a major machloket between Rabbah and Rav Chista in this issue. This is in addition to this issue, and all the Rishonim deal with it, is even if you say ho'il, or you don't say ho'il over there, there might be sometimes that you do, or you don't. And they use this subya as a proof, that when you're missing a maise, when there's something that's missing, that maybe ho'il doesn't apply, maybe it applies only to chumrah. So there is overlap between the two sugyot. We won't get into it, but the Rishonim do mention it over here. Rav Chista says, a little chazara from Psachim, Pesach sheshachato b'chutz. Person shechs Pesach outside of the Mikdash. Bishar yamot hashana. It's not Pesach. He does it any other time of the year. Lishmo, he does it l'shem Pesach, patur. Shelo lishmo, he does it l'shem shlamim, then he is chayav. Because in the Mikdash, if you did it l'shem shlamim, it would be a kosher korban. So you do it b'chutz, now you're chayav. You did it l'shem Pesach the rest of the year in the Mikdash, you've done nothing. It's a pasul korban, and therefore if you do it b'chutz, you are patur. So taima d'shelo lishmo. The only reason that you are chayav b'chutz is because you changed the name from a Pesach to a shlamim. Hastama, had he just shechted the animal outside, lishmohu, it would have kept its name, its shem Pesach, upatur, and he would be patur. V'amai, if you say ho'il here, ema, or lema, ho vero oi shalo lishmo, bifnim. Because even though right now it's not ro'oi because it's a Pesach, nevertheless, if inside the Mikdash you changed it into a shlamim, it would be ro'oi. So over here, when you do it outside, it should also be ro'oi. Similar to what happens with the Seir. The Seir outside right now, the Seir Lashem, the Seir Lazazel, they're no good inside, they're missing a hagrala. So they're no good for the Seir bifnim. Yet, we still say that you're chayav because you could use it for the seir of the musafim. So Gemara says, how can you compare the cases? Hotom bayakira. Hi, lo bayakira. There's a fundamental difference between the two cases. By Korban HaPesach, the default status of a Korban HaPesach is to be a Pesach. Unless you take away the Shem Pesach, it remains a Pesach. So here, when he goes and does it b'chutz, the Shem Pesach, that's exactly what it is. It's a Pesach. Until you are okay the shame, until you remove the shame Pesach and make it into a shlamim, it will remain a Pesach. And so the default status of Pesach cannot be removed just by saying ho'il. On the other hand, when it comes to the seirim, a seir bifnim, a seir l'ashem, is a chatat. The seir of the musaf is a chatat. You're not changing anything about this animal. The designation remains a designation for a chatat. And since it remains a designation for a chatat, when you do a b'chutz to say ho'il is not a big deal because you're not changing anything about the status of the animal. It was a chatat and it remains a chatat. It just happens to be one chatat you would not be chayav for, the other one you will be chayav for. So we say, Hoyo, because you could use it for the Siyar Musaf, therefore you're Chayab when you do it Bishkutei Chutz. So that's the difference that Rav Chista establishes between before, where he said that by the Si'irim, you are Chayav, despite the fact that it's not what it's named for. But over here by Pesach, when you do something where it's not named for it, you're Patur, because Pesach remains a Pesach until you've changed it. But the Si'irim remain a Chatat, even when you've changed it. They're a Chatat before and after, so you really haven't done anything to change the Si'ir over here. So Sha'imot HaShana by Pesach can be either prior to Pesach or can be post-Pesach. Post-Pesach, almost everybody agrees that it's automatically a Shlamim. So we're likely talking prior to Pesach. So now we see in Rav Chista's position, at least, that he believes that we do not say Hoyel when you're Mechusar Maseh. If you're missing an action, we don't say Hoyel. And that action can be either the lack of Hagrala, the lack of Ptichat HaEichal, or that lack of action could be the fact that the Shema Korban needs to be Ne'akar. So anything like that's missing, we don't apply Hoyel. But if you can do with ease, meaning that there's no Mechusar Maseh and there's no changing of the Shema of the animal, then we will apply Hoyel. And that's why by the Sirim it will apply, and not by Pesach. Rabba Bar Shimi, Matni Lahu B'drabo. Rabba Bar Shimi changed this whole thing. It says that it was Rabba who was saying it, not Rav Chista. So again, they're about Pluktot, so it can make sense that they got mixed up, whether it was Rav Chista or Rabba. B'kashle D'Rabba D'Rabba. And then he had a stira in Rabba, based on this. And then, M'dishane K'dishanina, and he answered the way that we answer. There's a difference between the need for Akira versus the case by the Sirim where there's no need for Akira. That is Bavel. Kiata Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi is one of those travelers that moves back and forth between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. So he's bringing the Memra from Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabbi Irmiya Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is what they said in Eretz Yisrael. Pesach sheshachato b'chutz b'shar yemot ha'shana ben lishmo ben shelo lishmo patur. Irrespective of whether you did it lishma or shelo lishma, you're patur. So as opposed to what we saw before in Bavel, which is if you did it lishmo, you're patur, shelo lishmo, you're chayav, here he says in both instances you are patur. Amar Rav Dimi, Amrita lishmaita kamed Rabbi Yirmiya. I was saying this over in front of Rabbi Yirmiya. I wanted to understand this position. I'm not sure I really understand why you're patur in both cases. I understand why you're patur lishmo, bishlamo lishmo, da'alo chozile. I understand when you do lishmo, you do the same Pesach outside. It doesn't have any bearing. If you did it in the Mikdash as a Pesach, would be Pasol, so certainly when you do Shkotei Chutz, you're not going to be Chayav. El shelo lishmo amai. Shelo lishmo, why are you patur? Hachazi shelo lishmo bifnim. If you did it shelo lishmo bifnim, which means you did it l'shem shlamim bifnim, it would be a perfectly good korban. So why when you do it Shkotei Chutz, are you not Chayav? V'amarli, akirat chutz lav shma akira. He says, you're right, but you can't do akira b'chutz. The only way to change the Korban or the name of the Korban is when you are in the Azara. That's where the Korban has significance. A Korban outside of the Mikdash has Kedusha, but it's not the place where it has significance, whether it's a Shlamim or it's a Pesach. Where does it have significance? That's in the Azara. So there you can shift it between Pesach and Shlamim. But outside of the Mikdash, when you're doing Shkutei Chutz, you're doing nothing that has relevance in terms of Kedusha or the Mikdash, Kedushat HaBeima, and therefore you can't be Oker. So he says it's a technical problem. He says, you're right, the Akira should be fine, it's just you can't execute on the Akira, Bachutz, and therefore you're not Chayav. Kiata Ravin. Ravin is another one of those Amoraim that's back and forth between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, and so many times we'll find Rav Dimi and Ravin bringing Memro from Rabbi Yochanan, and they're slightly different. So here we have Kiata Ravin, Amar Rabbi Yirmi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Pesach sheshachato b'chutz, b'shar yemot ha'shana, ben lishmo, ben shelo lishmo, chayav. So he has Rabbi Yochanan again, he has been consistent, but just the other way around. Rav Chista had lishmo being patur, shelo lishmo chayav. Now we know, basically what you could say here is we know Rabbi Yochanan thinks that lishmo and shelo lishmo are the same. Question is, what is the same? Rav Dimi says, he says they're both patur. And Rabin says no, he says they're both chayav. So vafilu lishmo, how could it be that lishmo you are chayav? How is that possible when you do something l'shem Pesach, which in the Mikdash would be pasul, how could that be when you do a b'chutz that you are chayav? V'hatnan. So this is like a sidebar because we're going to show that lishmo b'chutz is problematic. Mechusar zman, ben bigufo, ben bibalim. So if you have mechusar zman, means it's short on time. Short on time. When it's begufo, means an animal before the eighth day. Pasuk in Vayikra says that you're not allowed to bring a korban until the eighth day. For the first 7 days, an animal is not ruui to go on the mizbeach. So if you bring an animal prior to that time, that's called Mechusar Zman Bigufo. Mechusar Zman Bibalim is a case, which we'll see here, Ve'ezahu Mechusar Zman Bibalim, Hazav Ve'zava Ve'yoledet Ve'hamitzora. It should include here additional individuals, which includes the Nazir as well, and the word Mitzora I don't think appears there, but they have to add that in as well.
No,
Mitzora is not found in the Gemara in Zvachim, and the Gemara adds it in. So that's why here it's added in, but they also add in Nazir, because they need an Asham and a Shlamim. Mitzora is the only one who has an Asham, and a Nazir is the only one who has a Shlamim. So they add these individuals in. But, Shigrivu Chatatam Ve'ashamam Bachutz, they brought their Chatat and Asham outside. But, what was Mechusar Zman? It wasn't their eighth day. When do they bring their Korbanot? They bring them on the eighth day. They did it prior to the eighth day. So their Korban is not necessary now. They're not Chayav to bring a Chatat now, they're not Chayav to bring an Asham now. So they did that Bachutz, Turim. They do it outside, they're completely patur. Olotahem v'shlamehem. If they bring their Ola or the Shlamim b'chutz, chayavim. They are chayav. The fundamental difference being that an Ola and Shlamim can come as a nidava, as a voluntary offering, whereas an Asham and a Chatat cannot come as voluntary offerings. So over here, what he does is b'chutz, if it's a Chatat and Asham, and he has yet to reach the eighth day, he's not chayav to bring them. If he brought them b'fnim right now, they'd be a zero. If he does it b'chutz, has no bearing because there would be nothing in the mikdash, therefore outside they're nothing. The Ola and Shlamim, if he brought them now, you're right. They wouldn't function in terms of their chuvah, but they would function in terms of a voluntary offering. It would be any like any Ola and Shlamim that you could put on the mizbeach. You're doing it at the wrong time, but fine. It'll end up being a nedavah, goes on the mizbeach. Since it's roi bifnim, therefore b'chutz, you're also chayav. And now we have a qualification of that, which is Amar of Chilkia Bar Tuvi, the Amora, lo shanu elo lishmo. That's only true if he does it lishma. Avashu lo lishmo, chayav. Now this is only modifying the Asham part of the brayta that we just brought. Because as far as the Ola and Shlamim are concerned, it makes no difference if you do it lishma or shalo lishma, because it's a good korban. Whatever you do, it's a good korban. And therefore, you'll be chayav b'chutz. So it's irrespective of lishmo, shlo lishmo, it's irrelevant. But with regards to the asham and the chatat, there's a difference. Chatat happens to be one of those korbanot that you have to do lishma. We know that the only exception to the rule about lo lishma, we say, kol korban that you bring shlo lishma is a good korban of a lo alu debalim. It's a good korban, but does not discharge your obligation with regards to bringing the particular korban that you did. If you do it shlo lishma, lo lishma means instead of bringing it as an olah, you brought it as a shlamim. Or instead of bringing a shlamim, you brought it as an olah. You changed the korban. It's a kosher korban, but we're supposed to bring an olah. So now you brought a shlamim, you're not yotzei with that. That's true of all korbanot except for chatat and a pesach. Pesach, bizmano, and a chatat, if you bring them shlo lishma, are problematic. So the chatat, whether you bring it lishmo or shlo lishmo outside the mikdash, you're patur. Because in the mikdash, it would also be pasul. Either because you're not chayav now, it's not the eighth day, so you don't have to bring a chatat. So it's not kosher, or if you did it shlo lishma, chatat shlo lishma is pasul also. So either way, it's pasul, and therefore you'll never be chayav b'chutz. Asham is different. Asham, if you do it shlo lishma, if you do an asham l'shem olah or l'shem shlamim, it's a kosher karban. It's just not an asham. So here will be the difference. If you do it l'shem asham, asham cannot be brought as a voluntary offering, so therefore you brought an asham in the mikdash now, it'd be a pasul, it'd be a zero. That's the case. When you do it b'chutz, patur. On the other hand, if you do a shlo lishma, if you did it in the mikdash shlo lishma now, it would be kasher. If you brought the Hashem as a shlamim or an olah instead, it would be fine in the mikdash. It wouldn't discharge his obligation, but it would be fine. If it's fine in the mikdash, that means you're a chayav b'chutz. So Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvi over here basically says, that statement of the brayta that you're patur by the Hashem is only true if you do it lishmo. But if you do it shlo lishmo, you actually would be chayav. So that's a problem here, because what do you see? If you do it lishmo, you are patur. We just said before in the memra of Ravin that brought the memra from Rabbi Yochanan, that he says in ben lishmo, ben shlo lishmo, you are chayav. If you're chayav in both cases, then we have a problem here, because over here we just said lishmo is patur. Truth is, they could have asked the question from the Braita without Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvi. All Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvi gives you the other half, which is shlo lishmo is chayav. But that agrees with what we said before. Because the lishmo already from the Braita tells you patur is already a question on Ravin's bringing of Rabbi Yirmiya. Tosfot Yishanim asked the question. He says, the Gemara does that in many places. Even though you could have asked the question from the Braita, it just brings you the Amora that explains the Braita anyway, so you have a full picture of the Braita. Mia. So it says, Lishmo, Mia Patur. You see from this that if you did Lishma, you are Patur. Amai. Neima ho ver'uim shlo Lishmo bifnim. So why don't you apply this principle, which is, since it's ver'uim bifnim, and you could switch it, therefore you would be Chayav. The Gemara says, that's not a problem. Where it says, Achi Ashto, how can you compare these cases? In the case of the Pesach Hotom by Akira. Hacha Pesach B'Shar Shmuel Deshana Shalomim Ninu. It's a big difference. Over here you have an Asham. An Asham remains an Asham until you change it from being an Asham.
Actively.
You have to actively change the Asham. You need Akira. So therefore, when I do it Lishmo B'chutz, you're stuck because you're Mechusar Maaseh. Mechusar Maaseh, we don't apply Ho'il. So therefore, you're Patur. On the other hand, Pesach, why are you Chayav in Pesach outside? Even though you do it Lishmo, is because, again, underlying a Pesach is a Shlamim. Pesach is just an enhancer, a fancy type of Shlamim. So when you do it outside, B'Shar Yimot HaShana, there is no Pesach then, so it automatically turns out to be a Shlamim. You don't have to do anything. If you did it in the Mikdash, you wouldn't have to do anything. It would be a Shlamim automatically, almost, in a sense. Because Shlamim is what a Pesach is. This happens to do with a Machloket. Their basic Machloket is whether Pesach requires Akira or does not require Akira. So according to Rav Chista, it's clear that Pesach requires Akira, and you're able to accomplish that. And that's why you're Chayav when you do it Shlo Lishmo, but if you do it Lishmo, you are Patur. On the other hand, Rav Dimi's bringing of it said that you're Patur in both cases. He agrees with Rav Chista that Pesach requires Akira. The problem is, you can't do Akira, because you can't do Akira B'chutz. Therefore, according to Rav Dimi, you're going to be Patur in both cases when you do it B'chutz, the Pesach. The next position is that of Rabin. Rabin says, Lo Bayi Akira. Pesach does not require an Akira. And therefore, when you do it B'chutz, you are Chayav, because it could be a Shlamim. You can apply Ho'il, you can apply whether you do Lishmo, Shlo Lishmo, you can apply it. And therefore, there's no Mechusar Maaseh in terms of making it into a Shlamim, and you're Chayav. Therefore, whether you do it Shlo, Shlo Lishmo, B'chutz. Okay, now the Braita is talking about an Asham. Now the Braita talking about an Asham, there the Asham doesn't automatically become a Shlamim. It requires Akira. Well, since it requires Akira, therefore you'd be Patur. Even Ravin will agree that when you do Lishmo, you are Patur in that case, because you're Mechusar Maaseh, you don't have the Akira from the Asham, and therefore you're going to be Patur for the Asham. And that therefore is not in contradiction with the Braita because of that. Right, now we have Amoraim coming along and saying, Ravashi matni chayav. Ravashi writes chayav. Kidam rinan, like we said above. Ravir miyam midifti matni patur. Says patur. Now you could read this one of two ways. You could just say that Ravashi is upholding the position of Ravin, who said the Mesorah of Rav Yochanan was chayav chayav, and therefore he was matni chayav. And Ravir miyam midifti matni patur, like Rav Dimi brought it, which is patur patur. You could read it that way. But Tosafot over here says afterwards that the reason that Gemara waits until now to say something is because they want to have both Rav Dimi and Ravin argue on Rav Chilkia. And therefore, if that's true in Tosafot, that means what Tosafot believes now is that Rav Ashi and Rav Yirmiyah Difti are arguing in Ravin as to what Ravin said. And that means Rav Ashi said, Matni Chayav. Like Ravin said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Chayav Chayav. And he had it the same way that Ravin brought it. On the other hand, Rav Yirmiyah Difti says, Ravin didn't say chayav chayav, he said matni patur patur, meaning that Ravin and Rav Dimi now are saying the same thing, according to Rav Yirmiyah Difti. Kasavar, he holds, Pesach b'shar shemot ha-shana by Akira. The reason that you're patur is because you need Akira b'shar yemot ha-shana. It's not automatically a shlamim, you have to do Akira. But, v'akirat chutz, lav shma Akira. And the problem is you have a technical problem, which is you can't do the Akira b'chutz, and that's why you're patur. Upligo de Rav Chilkia Bartuvi. And that argues on Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvi, because Rav Chilkia Bar Tuvi says by the Asham, you are able to accomplish the Akira B'chutz, because it requires Akira, and he says you're Chayav when you bring it Shlo Lishmo. That says that you can do Akira B'chutz. This statement that Akira does not work B'chutz argues on Rav Chilkia. So now, obviously, Rav Dimi argues on that. Rav Dimi before brought Rav Yochanan saying Patur, Patur, because there's no Akira B'chutz. So clearly, Rav Chilkia argues on that. But now, this is why Tosafot says it. Tosafot says, now Rav Yirmiyah B'Difti says that's Ravin's position as well. And therefore, Rav Yirmiyah B'Difti, saying this, also argues on Rav Chilkia. And he's saying that Ravin also now argues on Rav Chilkia, because they believe Akira B'chutz, lo shmei Akira. If we just take summary of the sugya quickly, we can look within Pesach. The guards to a Korbana Pesach B'chutz, Rav Chista believes that if you do it B'chutz Lishmo, you are Patur. You do it Shlo Lishmo, you are Chayav. Rav Dimi, in the name of Rav Yochanan, as well as Rav Yirmiyah B'Difti, say that you're patur in both cases. Lishmo, you're patur. Shalom, lishmo, you're patur. You're patur lishmo because you require Akira, and you put it as a Pesach, it's pasul. Lishmo, you're patur because you can't do Akira, b'chutz. That's the problem. If you could do Akira, it would work. But since you can't do Akira, b'chutz, you are patur. Ravin says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and this is also Rav Ashi's position, you are chayav in both cases. Chayav lishmo, because you don't require akira for a Pesach, it's automatically a shlamim. Shlo lishmo, obviously, you're chayav, because there's no necessity for akira over here. Rav Chilkiya Bar Tuvi, we know shlo lishmo would definitely say you're chayav by Pesach. With regards to lishmo, we don't know what his position would be, because it would depend on whether he thinks Pesach requires akira or does not require akira. If Pesach requires akira, he'd say you're patur. If Pesach does not require akira, then he would say you are chayav. So we don't know what Rav Chilkiya would say about a Pesach. As far as the Ola and Shlamim, everybody agrees you're chayav, whether you do it lishmo or shlo lishmo. Doesn't matter, because the Ola and Shlamim being brought as voluntary offerings, you're always chayav in those cases. As far as the Asham is concerned, everybody will agree that as far as the Asham is concerned, you are patur when you do it lishmo, and you are chayav when you do it lo lishmo, except for Rav Dimi and Rav Yirmiyah Midifti, who say that there's no such thing as akira b'chutz. Since there's no akira b'chutz, it also won't work for the Asham. Just like it doesn't work for the Pesach b'chutz, it won't work for the Asham. And therefore they'll say your patur for the Asham means patur legamre by the Asham. Well, everybody else will say that you're patur when you do it lishmo, and you're chayav when you do it shalo lishmo. Alright, that's the summary of what we just saw. It does, the answer about hoyo, because it says that when you have a mechusar masa, hoyo does not work, and when you don't have a mechusar masa, hoyo does work. Amar mar. Now we went back to what we said earlier. Mishihigulei alayhem, once you've done the lottery on the two sirim, chayav al shel shem, upatur al shel azazel. The shel shem, since it's ra'oi b'fnim, it's going to be brought as achatat lifnim, therefore if you do it b'chutz, you are chayav. The azazel, which is never going to end up b'fnim, so you're not going to be chayav b'chutz on the azazel. Tan Rabbanan, ish mi Beit Yisrael. This is a pasuk that is found in the subsequent parsha to Yom HaKippurim, probably for obvious reasons, because the Maaseh or the Avodat Yom HaKippurim involves the Seir Lazazel, which is done chutz leMikdash. So then the next parsha is Shchutei Chutz, tells you can't do things outside of the Mikdash. So here we have the pasuk says ish mi Beit Yisrael ashe yishchat shor o kesef o eiz b'machaneh. O asher yishchat michutz lamachaneh, ve'al petach ol moed lo hevio, lakriv korban la'ashem, lifnei mishkan Hashem, dam yechashev la'ish ahu, dam shafach v'nichrat ha'ish ahu mikerav amo. It's a chiyuv karet for doing what we call shkutei chutz. Now, the Gemara here picks up in the middle of the Midrash Halacha over here, in the middle of the Torah Kohanim. It's starting, as Rashi points out, yachol ha'shochet chulim bifnim yechayav. The word korban, at least according to the Midrash Halacha, maybe that's telling you that if you bring chulin into the Mikdash and you don't make it a korban, you're chayav. Is that what the word korban means? Or does the korban mean this? And that's now we pick up in the middle of the Braita, which is the, or does it mean this? E korban, so it says the word korban. So what does that mean that you're chayav for a korban? Does it mean that you're chayav for bringing some chulin into the Azarah, not making it into a korban? Or does korban mean this? E korban shabeani afilu kodshe berek habayit. I would think that a korban means even kodshe berek habayit. That means that if you didn't bring your korban to the Ohel Moed and instead you do it b'chutz, you're going to be chayav. What we would have thought is that means that if you don't bring a korban to the Mikdash and you do it outside, you're chayav. But the word korban is also used in another context, which is berek habayit, when you make a donation to the Mikdash. What happens if you make a donation to the Mikdash and then you do something with it outside the Mikdash? Are you going to be chayav? Where it says, maybe you should be chayav. The word korban is used here. Afilu kodshe berek habayit, shenikru korban, kinyan shenemar. Because it says in the parsha by Midyan, when they come back from Binyan, it says there, vayakrivu el Moshe ha-pikudim asher l'alfei ha-tzava, sarei alafim, sarei ha-meot. The commanders of the army come to Moshe Rabbeinu and say, we took census of all the people who went out to battle from us. We're not missing anybody. We lost no people in this battle. Now, v'nakrev et korban Hashem ish asher matzak li zahav et zadav et samid tabat agil v'chumaz l'chaper al nafshoteinu lifnei Hashem. Say, we're going to bring a korban Hashem, the chaper on us, and basically as a thanksgiving that we all came back whole. So what did they give? Li zahav et zadav et samid tabid agil v'chumaz. It's all jewelry. It's all gold. They're giving a donation to the Mikdash, and it's calling it a korban. So you see that berek habayit is called a korban. So you would think that that would be the case. Because we're going in the pasuk here, v'nakrev et korban Hashem, tamom omar, ve'al petach omoed, lo hevio. He didn't bring it to omoed. Kol ha'ro'oy the petach omoed, chayav alav b'chutz. Anything that's supposed to be in petach omoed, you're chayav in the chutz. Something that's not ro'oy for petach umeit. You're not chayav b'chutz. Otzielu. I'm going to eliminate these. She'ein ro'oyim lepetach umeit. So the Braita says, it has to be ro'oy lepetach umeit. A korban is ro'oy to be brought lepetach umeit. That's what you could do. Bedek abayit is not ro'oy to bring to petach umeit. You can't shat bedek abayit by the umeit or petach umeit. It has no bearing. It has nothing to do with this issue. Rashi brings a one approach, which is, when you have an animal that is a tamim, you have to bring it as a korban. And if you don't bring it as a korban, you're in violation of an assay if you're makdish it for its monetary value to bedek abayit. Because tamimim go to the korban, and bali mumim go to bedek abayit. So when you have an animal that's tamim, what you should do with it, if you want to be makdish it, you make it as a korban. If you make it into bedek abayit, you're in violation, because you're not allowed to do that. It belongs to bedek mizbeach. On the other hand, if you bring an animal that has a mum in it, what do you do with an animal mum? You can't go on the mizbeach, so that you donate for its monetary value, and that should go to bedek abayit. So there's a division. Bali mumim go to bedek abayit, to mimim go to the mizbeach. And therefore, there's an isur asay for you to be makdish a tamim for bedek abayit. Because then you are using it for monetary value instead of what it should have been used for, the mizbeach. So Rashi brings that approach and says, well, that's why the bright over here says that it cannot be brought petach omeid. Why can't the bedek abayit brought petach omeid? Because the bedek abayit is always as a mum in it. If it has a mum in it, it's not a kosher karban. So by definition, you can't bring it petach omeid. It's a nice explanation. It fits very nicely here. The problem Rashi says is, v'yavshar la'midakein, b'mkomah b'masechet zvachim. It says it fits nicely here, but if you go to Gemara and Zvachim, you can't fit it into the bright day. It doesn't tell you why. Tosafot over here explains why it doesn't fit in the Braita in Zvachim, and you can't work it that way. And therefore, Rashi offers the alternative, which is, Koshe Berek Abayit, lo ayud atidim lavo to Petach HaMoed. Koshe Berek Abayit, there's no necessity to bring them to Petach HaMoed. It's not that you can't. It's not that they're Bali Mumim, and therefore they're precluded from going to Petach HaMoed. It's just that when you're Makdish something for its monetary value, you do not need to bring it to Petach HaMoed. So since you don't have to bring it to Petach HaMoed, you're not going to be Chayav Bachutz. So that's the way Rashi explains this Braita. So now we're at this point, which is, Otsi Elu, Shein Ruyim LePetach HaMoed. I'm going to exclude these because they're not Ruy for Petach HaMoed, which means Bedek HaBayit. Velo Otsi, Parat Chatat, Veseir HaMishtaleach. There's a machlok here. Rashi takes out the word Parat Chatat because it makes no sense. Veseir HaMishtaleach, he leaves in. Tosafo tries to come up with a complex way to leave in Parat Chatat. But we'll drop it, assuming that it's not relevant over here. Velo Otsi, Seir HaMishtaleach. Shehu ra'oi lavo petach omoid, because it does come the petach omoid. As opposed to a paraduma, that's why it draws the six here, paraduma never ends up in the mikdash. Never comes near petach omoid. It goes on to Har HaMishcha, it goes on to Har HaZeitim, and it's shechted over there. It's never inside the mikdash. On the other hand, the Seir LaZazel is inside the petach omoid. That's where it is with the Seir LaShem when they throw the lottery on it. Only afterwards is it taken out.
So, and not shechted.
Right, and not shechted, right. We'll get to that later. Very good. So now, you have a case where you have something that has to be brought petach omoed, and I would think if you shecht it b'chutz, you should be chayav. So that is a problem for what we just said before, that when it came to the seir, once you put the hagrala on them, the one last shem, you're chayav b'chutz, the one last zazel, you are patur. So here the bright is entertaining the possibility that it should be chayav. Below otzi, b'sarah mishtaleach, shu ra'o lo v'o petach omoed. Tamalomar Lashem. So that's why the pasuk says, El petach omoed lo yivod akriv korban Lashem. Lashem, mi shemiuchadim Lashem. Only korbanot that are dedicated to Hashem has a problem of shkutechutz. The Azazel, Yatsuelu, she'en yemiuchadim Lashem. They're not going to be brought in the Mikdash. They're brought outside. That does apply to paraduma. But again, we don't need that because paraduma never ends up in petach omoed to start with. So Mara says, therefore, Azazel is excluded, and the Braita now is conforming to what we thought, which is that Lasir Lashem you're chayav b'chutz, Seir Lazazel you are patur b'chutz, because it's not included in korban Lashem. So now the Gemara says, wait a minute, Ula Hashem lo tzihu? When you use the word Lashem, does that come to be a miut? Lashem says this is included, but this is excluded. Veriminu, I have this used in another location where it does not function as a miut, but rather as a riboy, which is Yeratze lo korban ishe Lashem. This is by the case of the age of the animal. It says, Shor okes avoez kivalei, vayashivat yamim tachamimo, umiyom ashmini vahala, yeratze lo korban ishe Lashem. Shor ose otovet beno lo tishchatu biyom echad. So those are together. These are things what are called mechuser zman begufo. They have a problem with the group of the animal. The one possibility is that it's too young. The other one is that its mother was already shechted that day, so you can't shech the animal because it's oto obed beno. So it's a mechusar zman bigufo. So now the brighter darshans, like this. Yeratzelu kubani shel Hashem. Elu ishim. That has to do with the things that go on the mizbeach. You cannot put it on the mizbeach. If it's too young, shivat yamim, you can't put it on the mizbeach. Minayin shelo yaktishenu. How do I know that not only can you not put on the mizbeach, but you cannot be maktishi when it's too young? There's a possibility that when it's 5 days old, you can be maktishi. Just don't bring it to the mizbeach until it's 8 days old. So you would have thought that's the possibility. Minayin shelo yaktishenu mechusar zman. You shouldn't make it kodesh when it's still too young. Tamalomar korban. Korban tells you that you cannot even be maktishi as a korban. So not only do I have a restriction of putting it on the mizbeach when it's too young, I have a restriction against being maktishit. Then, Lashem. What do I do with the word Lashem? There are both Seir HaMishtaleach. That even the Seir HaMishtaleach cannot be brought when it's under 8 days old. Seir HaMishtaleach, which is not going to end up on the Mizbeach inside. And here I'm saying Lashem includes the Seir HaMishtaleach to say that it has the same din as the Korban inside. So here I'm using Lashem as a reboot to say Seir HaMishtaleach looks like a Korban. And now, our Gemara over here, just before, said Lashem is an exclusion to say Seir HaMishtaleach does not look like the korbanot that are brought inside. It says, I'm a rabba. Let's look at the context. If you look at the context, it's very easy to understand. Hotam del petach lirabot. So by the case of shkutechut, el petach omoed is an inclusive term. It comes to say to you that anything that is brought petach omoed is chayav b'shkutechut. Therefore, Lashem is now a modifier that is going to be the hotzi. It's going to narrow the scope of El Petach Ol Moed. So in the context of El Petach Moed, which is a riboy and says anything that comes to Ol Moed, you're chayav for, Hashem is a modifier that qualifies that statement and says that we're going to be ma'ait something. So what do? We'll hotzi at Seir Mishleach. Hocha di ishei lohotzi. Over here when it says ishim, only things that go on the Mizbeach have this problem of being too young. So now that is already a miut. So now if I'm going to miut, Lashem, afterward comes as a qualifier to the miut. When you qualify an exclusion, that means that you're including something. Therefore, it's Lashem is l'rabot. It's the equivalent of having a plus and a minus versus a minus and a minus. You start out with a riboy, a plus, then the miut, or the Lashem, the qualifier, becomes a minus, and that'll be a subtractive force. Now then, if you're already starting with a miut, and then you have a qualifier, it's a minus and a minus, that turns into a positive, because now it becomes a rio. It's qualifying the miut, so that is a inclusionary term. So because of that, the Seir Mishtaleach is included in the case of the age, but it's excluded when it comes to the issue of shkutei chutz. Taimo de Rabbi Rachmono. It's only because the Torah included it. Ha lo Rabbi. Had the Torah not included, avamina Seir Mishtaleach, kadosh mechutz zman. You would have thought that the Seir Mishtaleach could be brought underage. How do you have a lottery like this? You have one underage animal and one animal that's over 8 days old. Well, guess what? The underage only can be the Seir Lezazel, and the one over eight can only be the Seir Lezashem. So what type of lottery is this anymore? You can't have a lottery. The lottery has to have two animals that are both Ruim, because they have the Seir Lezashem. You can't have it fixed beforehand that the Seir Lezazel is this one and the Seir Lezashem is that one. So it has to be that they're both of age. So how do I ever have a manifestation of a case of a Seir HaMishtaleach that is underage? Can't have it, because the only way the Seir HaMishtaleach gets chosen is through the lottery. And the lottery, by definition, requires that it be Ra'ui Lashem, so that both of them are a possibility in the lottery. Amar Rav Yosef. So now we're going to have three different possible answers. Amar Rav Yosef. Hamani Hanana Mitzrihi. This is authored by Hanana Mitzri. The Tanyo. We have a break. Hanana Mitzri Omer Afilu Dam Bakos. Mevi Chaviro Mezaveglo. So Hanana Mitzri says that if the blood is in the kos and the Seir HaMishtaleach dies. So you have the dam of the Seir Lashem, Kabbalat the dam is done and the Kohen Gadol is working on it inside, and all of a sudden the Seir HaMishtaleach expires outside. So what does he say? Just bring another one. So you bring another one. At this point, you can just bring an underage one because you're no longer picking, you're just bringing a Seir HaMishtaleach. Mar says, Imor Dishmait Le Hanana Mitzri Delet Le Dechuyin. Now, we know that Hanana Mitzri says that it's not dachui, meaning that the Seir Lashem is still okay, and you could just bring in a new Seir Lazazel and continue with the Avodah, but Delaytle Hagrala Mishmaile, who says that he doesn't do a new lottery? Dilma Maiti Umagriel. When he says bring a new Seir Lazazel, he's not telling you how to get that Seir Lazazel there. He's not just saying show up with a Seir Lazazel. Maybe he's saying do a lottery and then bring me a new Seir Lazazel. The Seir Lashem is still good, so you can continue with that. That's the only point that he's making. How do you manufacture a Asir Lezazel? So the Havamina was, oh, you just bring one in.
Right.
So the question is, no, maybe you have to do a Havrala, then you get a Asir Lezazel, and then, right. Right, you use the Asir Lezazel, and this is the original Asir Lezazel. Asir Lezazel goes out and graze until it gets a mom, and we use for Olad and Dava. But, if that's the case, you have no proof from here that you can bring in a Asir Lezazel without being Royal Hashem, because when you do the Havrala, it has to be Royal Hashem. Hello, Rabbi Yosef, how many Rabbi Shimon he? This is Rabbi Shimon. You can't get it clearer than that. You don't need a hagrala, you don't need a lottery to bring the back up. And this is what I told you before, that there is a Tana, Rabbi Shimon argues on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah assumes that in order to replace it, you have to do a new lottery. Rabbi Shimon's of the belief that you do not need to do a new lottery to replace it. Well, if that's the case, if you have the Asir LaHashem that is good, the Asir LaHazel expired, how are you going to replace it? Just bring in a new Asir LaHazel and it's replaced. Well, at that point, if you thought you could bring it in underage, that's what the puzzle tells you. Seir LaMishdaleach can't be underage, even when you bring it alone. Ravina Amar, so Ravina gives us a second option, which is Gagon, Shumam, Vichilulo Alacher. Rather, they did the lottery, Seir LaHashem is inside now, all of a sudden the Seir LaHazel got a little wild and cut itself, and now it has a mum. So the Seir LaHazel cannot be used anymore because it has a mum in it. So what do you do with it? You transfer the Kedusha into a new Seir LaHazel. So you transfer the Kedusha from the original Seir LaHazel into this new Seir LaHazel. You don't have to do a new Hagrala now because this one is coming from the original animal. In the case where it died, the Seir LaHazel, you have to start over the Hagrala because you have to be Makdish the Seir LaHazel. On the other hand here, where the Seir LaHazel is still alive, it just has a mum in it, all you need to do is transfer the Kedusha from the old one to the new one. So you don't have to do Hagrala. According to everybody, you just transfer the Kedusha over to the new one. You would have thought that the new one could be underage. As long as the pasuk teach you, Seir Mishdaleach cannot be underage. Now Gemara says, wait, Umanat Emra, the pasuk be muma. How do you know that a Seir Lezel, when it has a mum, it is no good? A mum is a problem when you put it on the mizbeach.
Yeah.
So okay, prior to the lottery, I agree, you can't have a mum, because otherwise then you're stacking the lottery again. But after the lottery, if it gets a mum, why should we care that there's that? Right, it's going over the cliff anyway. So Titania, we have a bright thought. So again, this is from Pashat Emor as well, with regards to mumim. Says Ish ki yakriv zerach shlamim l'Hashem l'flay nedor nedavah ba'bakar ubatzon tamim iyal ratzon kol mum lo yebo. Can't have any mumim in an animal that you bring as a korban. Then it says the mumim averet o shavur acharut o yabelet o garav o yalefet lo takriv elu l'Hashem v'ishay lo nutnu mehem al mizbeach l'Hashem. So none of these can be brought in the mizbeach l'Hashem. So now we have that pasuk. Yishay lo nutnu mehem elu chalavim. The fats of these animals cannot be put in mizbech. Eni elu kulam. That's only all of them. Miksatam minayin. Tomalomar mehem ala mizbeach. So therefore, even a portion of the fats, even a kezayit worth of the fats cannot go on the mizbeach for an animal that is a bal mum. Mizbeach. Zu zrikat tamim. Mizbeach teaches you zrikat adam. You can't even do zrikat adam from a bal mum. Bal mum is precluded from all of these items. You're not allowed to be makdishit. You're not allowed to put its fats on the mizbeach. And you're not allowed to do zrikat dam of a bal mum, l'Hashem, v'rabot, seir ha-mishtaleach. Hashem comes to include the seir ha-mishtaleach to tell you that even a seir ha-mishtaleach is problematic if it has a mum in it. Again, here you have l'Hashem, l'rabot, which is an interesting utilization of l'Hashem over here. Contextually, I guess it's consistent that everything here is inclusionary term. So just like mehem and mizbeach are all inclusionary terms, so too l'Hashem will be inclusionary term. To say l'Hashem includes the Seir HaMishtaleach. But that shows you that the Seir HaMishtaleach cannot have a mum in it. V'itzrich l'michtav bal mum, v'itzrich l'michtav mechusr zman. By the Seir HaMishtaleach, you have to tell us about both of these problems. You have to tell us that if it's underage, it's problematic. And you have to tell us if it has a mum in it, it's problematic. Dika d'arachman mechusr zman had only told us about underage. B'shum d'lo ma'ate zimne. The reason that it's problematic is because it didn't reach the threshold of age. Aval bal mum d'mate zimne im alo. But the bal mum, which is of age, so now he could have been a kosher korban, a mum for a seir l'shteach. Why, it's not a problem. So let it go. So that's why I need the pasuk by mum. Had it just been bal mum mishum de ma'is, because it's not appropriate. So that's why it's problematic. Ma'is means disgusting, but it's just not appropriate to bring as a korban. So therefore it's not appropriate as the seir l'azazel. Aval mechus zman lo ma'is, aim alo. If it's not going on the mizbeach and he's just a little underage, what's the big deal if the seir l'azazel is underage? So tricha, therefore I need both of those items. Right, so far we have two solutions to our problem about Seir HaMishtaleach being underage. How do I get an underage Seir HaMishtaleach without going through the Hagrala? One answer is Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't require Hagrala when you replace the Seir Lezazel. Second answer was that it was a case where the Seir Lazel got a mum in it, and therefore you just did a swap. You swapped out the Kedusha from the Baal Mum onto the Seir Lazel, so again, you do not require Hagrala. Right here, Rava gives us a third option. Rava Amar Kagon She'elau Chole B'toch Beito. The supplier of animals to the Mikdash. All of a sudden, someone fell ill in his house. V'shachatimo b'yom ha'kippurim. And he needed food for the Chole on Yom Kippur. And he shechs the mother of the Seir Lazazel. That's the only animal that he had on Yom Kippur. It's a kosher shechita because it's sakanat nefashot, and therefore it's ra'oi. Truth be told that even if it was not a kosher shechita, meaning if it wasn't a chol sheyesh bo sakana, you might have a problem with oto be'et b'no. But according to those that say it has to be a shechita ha-ri'uya in order to be a problem with oto be'et b'no, therefore we talk about a chol sheyesh bo sakana. This is a perfectly good shechita because this person needs to eat on Yom Kippur and sakanat nefashot. But now you have a problem. Its mother was just shechted today. Can't shecht the ben anymore. V'chiyai gavna miyosir. The Rava comes up with the case of a seir mishtaleach now, who's going to be problematic. Why? Because of oto ve'et beno. So it's a mechusar zman, not because it's underage. He's saying there's another type of mechusar zman. Mechusar zman can be a problem, which was I read you before, it's underage. Mechusar zman can also be that you can't shecht the mother and the child on the same day. It's time limited because the mother was shechted today, that korban can only be brought tomorrow. So there's an underage, quote unquote, seir lazazel, it's just mechusar zman. So I can create you a case of mechusar zman with any animal because a seir lazazel was fine, it was going on the mizbeach, could have been a seir lashem. How did it all of a sudden become mechusar zman? It's because its mother was shechted all of a sudden that day, and now you run into a problem with mechusar zman. Now the Gemara asks the question that everybody's asking. V'chiyai gavna mi osir. The pasuk says, v'shor oseh oto ve'et beno, lo tishchatu b'yom echad. Shechita. Ba'alav shechita hi. What are they going to do with the seir lazazel? They're not shechting the seir lazazel. They're tossing it off a cliff. Tossing it off a cliff. Why is that oto ve'et beno? Why is there a problem at all? Tami amrei b'morovo. In Eretz Yisrael, they say, "Dichiyato latzuk zohi shchitato." The pushing of the animal off the cliff is the equivalent of shchita. I would say it this way, which is that shchita derives from kodeshim. Shchita by chulin is not a chulin concept; it's a kodeshim concept. It's what we call ritual slaughter. So the ritual for a kurban is to do shchita, and the ritual for the seir lazazel is to throw it off the cliff, just like by an oaf. The bird, the ritual is to do melika. So melika would have that same concept that has the equivalence or is doma l'shchita. A Tosavot spends time discussing about orif by a bird. But then you have other items like that, where they're not exactly done by shchita, but they have the equivalence of shchita. So also the removing of a kometz. Taking the kometz off of a mincha has a din like shchita. So we do have this concept that when you do the ritual act that separates off the item or gets you what you need in terms of the process, that's called shechita. So here, pushing the Azazel off the cliff is called shechita. If that's the case, you have Ramo, Tobi, Epino, and now we have three possibilities of what Mechusar Zman by Seir Lazazel is. Either Rabbi Shimon, who does not require Hagalah for replacement, or a case where it's a Baal Mum and you replace it directly, or the case of Rava, where the Mechusar Zman is Oto, Ve'et, Beno. Okay, we'll stop here.